Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Managing to stay warm in this crazy cold weather for North Texas?
Let me tell you, I have on so many clothes.
Yeah, I think everybody does. Carol wrote recently, actually a couple of different pieces on her blog, and I presume that these either have been or will be in the Herald Banner. But writing about a lady who lived in the early part of the 20th century named Georgia Walden.
Yes.
But it's interesting, and she wrote roughly from 1902 to 1923. And this is sort of the everyday events, just ordinary events of the day for average people.
Yes. And they were in the newspapers all over the country, I guess. One of my grandmothers wrote for them, the one in Archer City, and then they sent it over to Wichita Falls. And she would just, and she stayed on the telephone a lot to hear, to tell what was going on.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that has kind of disappeared. We don't see this kind of thing in newspapers too much these days. But a lot of, when I say personals, I mean, it was the comings and goings of ordinary people. And so I can imagine that this was very popular.
Well, there were no telephones.
Mm-hmm.
There, this kind of weather, you stayed home.
Sure.
You didn't go to town all the time. There was no internet. There was no, you were isolated.
And you refer to, one of the things that she wrote about was, she refers to them long-haired farmers coming to town for a haircut. And what happened to them when they came to town?
Well, they got stuck in the mud, didn't they?
Yeah, right. They said near the slaughter pit. Now, that's not a pleasant image, and I don't even know where that might have been in Commerce, but they got stuck in the mud pit near the slaughter pen. And apparently it was not just one, but quite a few came in, I guess, on a rainy Saturday and got stuck in the mud.
You know how in this pandemic, people have been able to go to the barbershop to get their hair cut. And we're seeing people with different hairstyles, much longer, different colors.
Yeah, without a doubt. But that the fact that they all got stuck in the mud kind of speaks to the fact that the streets were not paved. I can't recall what year it was, but just in the very recent past, within the last couple of years, we did a story on the 100th anniversary of Commerce having the first paved streets. So it has been within just a little bit more than 100 years. We're talking with Carol Taylor, and Carol's the chairman of the Northeast Texas, the Hutt County Historical Commission, and she writes a blog about Northeast Texas history. Right now we're talking about a lady named Georgia Walden, who lived in Commerce and wrote a column in the Commerce Journal called The Northeast Corner. You found this in, you said, the genealogy collection that was at the A&M Commerce Library?
No, it was there in Commerce.
So this is contained in the Commerce Public Library.
Yes.
And by the way, the Commerce Public Library also has a really excellent service on their website, in which you can go back and look at the digitized copies of the Commerce Journal, and you can do a search. And
yes.
It's a terrific thing. One thing she wrote, I wonder what this meant. Social parties are happily on the decline, and we are sorry to say the Sunday schools also. Wonder what she was...
Well, I'm sure they won't Saturday night, and everybody didn't go to church on Sunday morning.
Okay.
That's how I took it. And these ladies, like I said, my grandmother was one. They were very, very staunch churchgoers,
mm-hmm.
all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And many, I'm sure, supported Prohibition. That was considered a progressive point of view at that time, and especially among well-educated women.
Yes. In fact, from the Louisiana border to the New Mexico border, north of I-20, up into the Panhandle, that was the area that in Texas that was very supportive of Prohibition.
Mm-hmm. One thing you wrote about in the second blog piece that you wrote, kind of on the same covering the same ground. It was about, and this is only slightly related to the subject, but you wrote about the Delphian Club in Commerce, basically disbanding after 100 years, and they were featured prominently, you know, in Georgia Walden's column.
Oh yes, and that was those were they were the women who did things, who made things happen. Mm-hmm. They might not have been able to vote, but they could certainly punch their husband into voting, or their brother, or their mm-hmm. father, whoever.
And she wrote about a large class of pupils will graduate in June, and then she adds a goodly number of boys, which tells us that boys probably didn't finish school as often as the girls did at that time.
They went to the fields.
But it's interesting, and you can certainly learn a lot about life from 100 years ago or thereabouts by looking at the writing of Georgia Walden in the Northeast Texas, Northeast Corner column of the Commerce Journal. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over Zoom this morning.
Well, you're most welcome.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KTUR.